Mubarak Mandi, Jammu City, Part 3, Jammu and Kashmir, India. Architecture is inhabited sculpture. Konstantin Brankush. The Crown of Jammu City Heritage, Mubarak Mandi Palace. Spread across 12 acres with 25 buildings, it remains the least visited of Jammu's illustrious heritage sites, because of dilapidated premises. Fires and earthquakes ravaged the complex over 36 times. The IS and the Mubarak Mandi Heritage Society have now taken up its renovation with vigor. Last week, I covered the buildings around the central courtyard, their usage being official. So is Durbar Hall, a meeting or entertainment venue after Indian independence. Between the Pink Hall and Durbar Hall, is the Badi Dioti. This leads to a large courtyard from where one enters the residential areas of the palace. Two-story buildings surround the courtyard on all sides. View of Galgar. The inner large courtyard leads to the Galgar. On the banks of Toy, it is the most dramatic location in the whole complex. There is entry restriction because of the fragility of the ruins. Ruins that tell stories of their beauty even now. A massive fire in 1984 and the 2005 earthquake destroyed most of it. Galgar, roundhouse, an edifice used for entertaining the royals and their guests, has Roman architecture influence. Beautiful archways dominate the structure. It is a four-story building with domes that seem to bear Islamic influence. Two of them are hemispherical while one is a saucer dome. Lotus patterns decorate the tops of the domes that have flagstaffs. The Zenana, ladies' quarters. Nikki Dioti is the formal entrance to the Zenana. This gateway, with its symmetrical arches and lotus-patterned balconies, leads to the ancestral temple of the Dogras. This quadrangle also houses a small shrine dedicated to Bubba, Saint Raghu. The story goes, he came as a caretaker with Queen Trak and stayed on until his last days. The courtyard, within, has the temple, Tashakhana, royal treasury, the Sheesh Mahal, Palace of Mirrors, and the quarters of Queen Bandrali, Queen Gulari and other queens. During his reign, Raja Pratap Singh, 1885-1925 AD, constructed these parts in 1917 AD. The Tashakhana has the most spectacular interiors in the entire Mubarak Mandi complex. Artful decorations in synthetic oil paint adorn its walls and alcoves. Paintings from the Dogra School of Art, Pahari, and European wall hangings add a definitive charm. But the false ceilings bear the most poetic of decor and colored papier mache. This treasury within was for the personal wealth of the rulers as against the state treasury opposite the central courtyard. The second floor of the treasury opens into a striking visage, the Sheesh Mahal, Palace of Mirrors. Lithographs of European ladies and colored cut glasswork fills up each inch of the inner wall. An attached corridor offers a grand view of the River Tawi. Queen Bandrali was the fifth wife of his father Raja Ranbir Singh, 1856-1885 AD. Her residence is in the same block as the Tashakhana. This building has carved cast iron railings on the balconies overlooking the courtyard. Historical records are sketchy about the other residences in the Zenana. A pathway next to the corner of Raja Ram Singh's Queen connects the Zenana with the palaces of Queen Kathra and Queen Trak. The Queen's Palaces. Exquisite. One word that describes the architectural marvels, Rani Kathra's Mahal and Rani Trak's Mahal. Raja Pratap Singh constructed both these palaces too. Queen Kathra was his brother General Ram Singh's wife and Queen Trak was his father's second wife. Queen Trak's Rajasthani background influenced the style of her Haveli, mansion. Ornate wooden windows with decorative cast iron brackets are signature elements of this spectacular residence. The balconies are a work of art. The exterior walls have mosaic patterns created with river stone pebbles. Although I couldn't enter, a friendly official informed me that the mansion had marble flooring and a working lift. Rani Kathir's Mahal, also called the Naya Mahal, New Palace. Its terrace has intricate terracotta jali, latticework. We can see Chinar leaf patterns on the ground floor. Passage of time has taken its toll on the cast iron railings that once adorned the windows of the palace, but these windows are still an awesome sight. And with this, the grand tour of Mubarak Mandi Palace comes to a reluctant end. The history of this place covers two centuries, and no amount of prose can do justice to the poetic imagery it portrays.